Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's official. The Texas National Guard has arrived in Chicago.
About 200 members of the Texas National Guard are now at an Army training center in Elwood, Illinois. Governor Abbott posted a picture on social media showing the National Guard members from Texas boarding a plane, saying those troops are necessary for one very important reason.
Where they will be able to safeguard ICE officials and other federal officials as they try to enforce the laws of the United States of America.
Now, the Trump administration has portrayed the cities as war-ravaged and lawless amid its crackdown on illegal immigration. A federal judge gave the administration 2 days to respond to a lawsuit filed by Illinois and Chicago challenging the plan. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
No arrests have been made in connection with Sunday's deadly shooting on a DART train in downtown Dallas. The incident happened near the Pearl Arts District station around 7 p.m., Authorities say that they interviewed multiple witnesses and continue to follow leads. DART confirms this is the second deadly train shooting in just 6 days. The previous one claimed the life of Daniel Gormley near Market Center Station. The motive for Sunday's shooting remains unclear as the investigation continues.
This portion of the news for the on-time experts. A neighborhood in Dallas says National Night Out can give people a chance to get to know police officers and each other. The Midtown Improvement District's Shannon Freeman says they want neighbors from different backgrounds to come to a party outside the Vickery Park Library.
This is a huge melting pot as well. Like, we are literally the densest area in the city. I know one of our school encompasses over 40 languages spoken there.
She says people can learn about the neighborhood and the stores at the shops at Park Lane and North Park.
Dallas police seized over 330 pounds of meth, $100,000, and a handgun from a car during a recent traffic stop. They received a tip about drug trafficking in West Dallas when they caught someone during the investigation. Deputy Chief Kylie Hawks praised the community for providing the tip and emphasized the importance of removing these drugs from the streets. The charges the suspect may face remains unclear.
The attorney general says he's starting undercover operations to infiltrate what he calls terror cells in Texas.
This, he says, after increased political violence. The attorney general says in response to the political assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk and what he called the disturbing rise of leftist violence across the country, he is launching the operation into various groups affiliated with left-wing political violence known to be operating in Texas. He said leftist political terrorism is a clear and present danger, and in his words, corrupted ideologies like transgenderism and Antifa are a cancer on our culture. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
When the Cowboys got done whipping the Jets in New York, a video made the rounds of owner Jerry Jones, well, giving some fans the bird or the middle finger following the team's last touchdown. Jones cleared that up when he joined the guys at 105.3 The Fan, saying, oh, no, it was all an accident.
That was inadvertent on my part because that was right after we'd made our last touchdown. And we were all excited about it. There wasn't any antagonistic issue or anything like that. I just put up the wrong show on the hand, but that was inadvertently done. The intention was thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. Thumbs up. He mistook his fingers. We learned about this when we were three.
That sounds like a, I was going to say, that sounds like a toddler's excuse. Like, no, no,
I meant to say you're number one. We do that on the freeways.
Well, of course, the NFL doesn't quite see it all as an accident, and they're giving him a big old fine, $250,000 for that bird. Next up, for the Cowboys, a trip to Charlotte to take on the Panthers.
Well, let's go to Mark Sanchez now. More trouble for him.
I was listening to this story yesterday. I'm like, my God, what happened? I can't get that drunk to just do this. I mean,
former NFL quarterback, now Fox analyst Mark Sanchez, arrested this weekend in Indianapolis, accused of stabbing a grease truck driver in the alley behind his hotel. Sanchez was in town to call the Colts Raiders game. Prosecutors have now upgraded the charge against him from a misdemeanor to a felony.
Oh, boy.
Ryan Mears, the district attorney in Marion County, that's where Indianapolis is located, he explains how it all went down. For starters, those reports we're hearing that Sanchez was back there doing wind sprints, they've got video, and he was running. He was actually back there exercising in the alley at 1 in the
Hammered.
Morning. Yes, he did appear to be drunk at the time, according to the local DA. And then he confronted the 69-year-old driver, who told police that he believed Sanchez was trying to kill him. So he pepper sprayed him and then pulled out a knife and stabbed him. Sanchez got the knife away and stabbed the guy back and then body slammed him to the pavement.
When you saw the evidence, whether it be the surveillance video or what investigators brought to you, what did you think about this crime?
That is completely unnecessary, that this was one of those situations that didn't need to occur. You have a 38-year-old former professional athlete who is alleged to be involved in a violent confrontation with a 69-year-old man, which is literally over a parking spot. And under those circumstances, no one should walk away with serious injuries, yet that's what we're dealing with.
You know, you look at the injuries of the victim in this case, the 69-year-old man you mentioned. I mean, they look pretty severe. There's a gash to the face. There's a neck brace. What is your understanding of how this person is doing tonight?
Well, unfortunately, this person sustained very significant injuries as a result of this incident. And that's why we made the decision to file the charges today, because it needed to reflect the seriousness of what took place. This individual is dealing with not only significant pain, but also very likely facing the potential of having to deal with permanent scarring on their body. And fortunately, we've been able to reach out to him. He's in good spirits and he's progressing, but he's progressing very slowly. And this is one of those events that's probably going to stay with him the rest of his life.
So I don't know if there are stand your ground laws in Indianapolis. I'm not familiar with it. I'm sure you can educate us. But is this one of those cases where the 69-year-old man was in fear of his life and that's why he stabbed Mark Sanchez? Is that your understanding?
Well, that's currently the allegations, and Indiana has some of the most robust self-defense laws in the entire country. And when you talk about stand your ground, it means you have no duty to retreat. And so a central theme of this case is going to be the application of Indiana's self-defense laws to exactly what took place. Certainly, it's our perspective at this point in time, based on the allegations that have been submitted to us, that our victim was acting in self-defense and that his actions were supported by the Indiana self-defense law, which is why we made the charging decision that we made.
So here's the crazy part about this, because you're talking about the self-defense angle. It is possible that just as the driver is making the claim of self-defense, Sanchez could do the same, because he did get stabbed.
Yeah, he introduced the knife first, but he had been threatening, and didn't he there was some kind of altercation first. There was physical altercation before the knife was
complained
introduced.
That the grease truck was blocking the alley. There was something about a parking space. But,
and the
you
guy
know,
tried to pull him out of the truck. And
he
so,
tried to get in the truck to move it, and the guy pulled him out. So Sanchez, he can claim self-defense, but he is 38 years old, 6'2", 225 pounds, and a former professional athlete against
69.
A 69-year-old dude with hearing aids.
Yeah.
Look, I don't think that's going to fly.
I'll tell you what I think is going to happen here. If I'm guessing, I think that this is going to be dropped down to a misdemeanor. He's going to pay a fine. Might have to do a short stint, if anything. Probably jail sentence will probably be suspended. But this guy is going to sue the hell out of him.
Absolutely.
And that's where this is going to wind up.
Let's get into Shrekking now. This is the newest dating trend among millennials and Gen Z. Shrekking, named after the most famous ogre in Hollywood history. What is it exactly? It is when a person intentionally dates someone that they are not attracted to, hoping that this person is going to be so grateful for the attention that they'll treat them like a princess in return.
Oh, Lord.
Just like Shrek did with Fiona. Let's check in with dating and relationship experts. Jennifer Stiers joins us right now. Jen's got the website, lovejen.com. Jennifer, thanks so much for taking a couple of minutes with us.
Oh, sure, sure. I don't think this is a new dating trend, though. I think this has been going on for quite a while.
Exactly. It's just never been called Shrekking before.
Well, it didn't exist when I was in college. I wish it had.
Look, I've always outkicked my coverage, and I think that's what they're thinking. This guy, he is lucky to have me, so he better treat me right.
I mean, you know, physical attraction is important. How can you just ignore that?
Well, I don't think you can ignore that, but there really is a thing where there's attraction and then there's chemistry. And I think a lot of people don't give someone that's their type a try. And if, you know, they're not attracted to them physically at first, when they could get together with somebody and have an immense amount of chemistry, it does happen, and it happens a lot more than people think. So it's super important to get outside of our type. If there's any lesson in the whole Shrekking thing, it's to get out of your comfort zone and date people that you may not be attracted to, and, you know, you may not have, you know, it may not be your first choice.
Right,
but to think that because of somebody's looks, they're going to treat you differently isn't true.
All right, so let's say a Shrekking situation has occurred. Are we seeing these things work out long term, or do they eventually fizzle out?
They do work out long term. they absolutely do. You know, I think that maybe one of the quotes was taken out of context, you know, where they, you know, said, well, Bumble, you know, has said that all these women are, you know, are dating outside of their age range. Well, there's also a term called gold digging, right?
I'm familiar.
Yep. And especially, you know, here we are in Dallas. And so I think that has a lot to do with that. It's not about Shrekking. It's not about going for somebody less than, you know, there are women out there that, you know, they're looking for a lifestyle. And so they will date outside of their age range for that.
Does this work both ways with regard to gender, though? Are men perhaps a little more shallow and more reluctant to date someone who they feel is beneath them?
I think it's predominantly male when it comes to this. However, let me give men some kudos, because I really feel like men the last few years have opened that up a little bit. They're like, okay, yes, I really want to be attracted to my person, but I'm willing to go out with somebody that may not be my ideal to see if there's a match. Maybe because they've cycled through half the city already, but who knows?
All right.
I'm not sure.
All right, so if you show up.
I swear I'm not cynical. I just see everything and hear everything. But I think men are healthier dating now than the women are, that's worth.
Well, that's a kudo. Yeah. Let's say you go on a date and you got catfished. This is obviously this woman or this guy not nearly as attractive as their picture. So you still give them a chance and just hope to God it works out?
Well, that's deception. I mean, I think you're dealing with a totally different situation at that point. I mean, it's one thing if, you know, you know what you're getting into and you've chosen it intentionally. It's another thing if somebody has deceived you. This just happened to a friend of mine. He was very silly to invite a girl he'd never met out to Hawaii for a trip with him.
And wow, all right.
Oh, my God. The story's horrific. Anyway, but he was majorly catfished, and then he was stuck in Hawaii with her. Guys, don't do that. Meet somebody first. Don't get yourself into any situation
like that.
Damn,
there goes my Hawaii trip.
Oh, golly.
I got to figure out someone else to go with now.
The website, it is lovejen.com, and that's Jen with two N's. Jennifer Stiers, she's with us right now on KRLD. Jen, thank you so much. This is great stuff.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.